Thanks. It's been a while.
Thank you. Certain inopportune moment, I will make a frantic grab for that pick. But I have to start out without all very tricky. Look at those. Seems as if their feet don't hardly touch the ground. And smiling like they know another heaven never would come down. Turn around. Hold me. See your face alone. I'm older than someone home. I'd like to meet you, go to the same, introduce yourself. Never of me is nearby. First by your eyes, you're laughing at me, and I'm stuck here with no instruction that I can't see to stay by. Stick around. It's tricky. Turning.
South of us, now you people in New York, you don't know much about this, but south of us, out in California and Texas and Arizona and stuff, there's a border. And there are all these people who fight and trudge and bleed and die their way north, looking for a dream. And some of them find it. And some of them fall prey to the people who bring them across. This is a song called The Coyote King.
Centuries of the secrets live and hide beneath the covers.
there's going to be some friends in the crowd. And judging by the unrestrained laughter and hilarity, there are some of you out there. Possibly you have even smoked a fat one. In any case, we're going to abuse your mind to the best of our ability. Starting with, we're going to do all the new songs we know. Not really. Not all of them. We have more. This is a brand new... This is a brand new... The steam's still coming off it. Brand new song. My wife. I feel. Thank you. I want to tell her somebody did that. My wife, I was walking into the bedroom. My wife said, "David, I think I have a line for a song." I said, "What is it?" And she said, "I wear your allegiance like a cloak of trust." Where'd you put that pencil? "I wear your allegiance like a cloak of trust." Wish I'd said that. Anyway, so that was the first line, and then James and I. Well, actually, this is a band, right, too. This is, yeah, we created this all together. This is an interesting process. We snuck it up together. Well, Matthew Berry. Thank you. gonna be a good record. We're gonna sing you probably about an alphabet this next record tonight. Thanks, John. Court and Anastasia and John, beautiful. Yeah. You're the one about the nun and the penguin. Every time I see nuns, I think penguins. Every time I see penguins, I think nuns. I don't know. It's a very deep madness. He's going to give me the guitar back any second now. When's the new record going to come out? The new record's going to come out after we finish it. And how do I feel? I feel great. I just got done taking my little five-year-old guy rafting for about 5 days, which is really fun. Little guys really like going fast over rough water. Big things going splash. That's good. Four of us were having dinner, and I threw down the paper with a curse. And my wife said, "Complaining doesn't get it. You got to do something. You can't bet will get worse." And my friend said, "You've been watching that TV too much. Heroes.
think it's always been that way. Smile kind of patiently, and I know what's going to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
your friends, you're not going to show that last part right before. I totally forgot. You're not going to let them have that, right? Song called Jerusalem Syndrome, and this song is about this phenomenon that happens in the Holy Land when people go over there, and some people kind of freak out and think they're biblical characters. And we're not making fun of that or anything, but this song's kind of about that.
It happens regularly. It's a known phenomenon.
Us? You might. Politically correct. We don't have to find out. To me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Shock to you. Well, yes.
Thank you so much.
No one will ever know their name. This is a new song called Breathless.
Sure.
that you're going to hear four times. This is another one that that we wrote a while ago. In the recent past. It was after we made the last record, so it's a new song. But you might have heard it before. If you're a total fanatic and you come to show. There are some truly demented people. I can move on the show.
Somewhere.
Just so that those of you who have never seen us before and actually stumbled in here thinking that it was going to be Louis Prima.
Who are you?
Just so that you know who these guys are up here who are playing this well, on your left. And I have played with a lot of guitar players, but this is my favorite guitar player. My name is Jeff Peabody. Behind him, a truly astonishing drummer who I would like to play with for the rest of my life, Mr. Stevie DeStanislaw. On bass, a truly brilliant musician and, as I'm very fond of saying, the only sane member of the band. Our anchor to reality. Thank you, Jerry. I guess you might call you Gerald Ford, Andrew. Andrew Ford. It's so funny. I started to call him Gerald Ford, and immediately I saw this picture of a guy waving, turning around, smacking his head. He did that so many times getting in the helicopter, they stopped shooting him getting in the helicopter. They just wouldn't let the cameras roll. You know, because he could turn around and... That didn't inspire confidence. You know? Like all the other ones have, really. Okay, I know by the tuning what I'm supposed to be doing.
Hey!
I left him out, didn't I? I better not do that. I swear to God, this is all residual. I didn't do anything. My keyboards. Writing much of what you will hear. My son, Mr. James Raymond.
to do.
Thank you.
Kim Stanford. Besides that, then I ran into these guys and wrote a whole mess more. We haven't played this in a long time. I'm not sure I know how to do it. Thank you. No, no, I can't do it. I gotta play music. Oh, it's people paying money. Oh, well, listen. Some of them are my relatives, and I paid them.
Thank you. David Crosby. Chris Ribbon. Edwin Ford. Steve Lee. My name is Jeff.